This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Ayman and Cam. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us right now for the Marker app. Now, the Canadian government has warned internet companies that do not actively combat the exploitation of children online. They have sent a warning to them. The Public Safety Ministry says these companies should face financial consequences.
Yeah, so Canada's Public Safety Ministry made the announcement after raising its budget for the police to fight this crime. So they said, if children are going to be traumatized for the rest of their lives because of what happened to them over the internet, and then the platform that allowed this to happen should bear the financial consequence. So this includes the damages and cost incurred by these crimes in the long term, not just a one-off compensation. So the idea behind is there's so much of taxpayers' money going into combating this sort of crime, but so it's only fair for these internet companies who are perceived as the enablers of such crimes by providing the medium needed. So they want them to be held accountable in some ways.
Well, this does seem to me like the next step, since Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government pledged $22 million Canadian dollars in this year's budget to eradicate child exploitation online.
Exactly. So police reported incidents of child pornography in Canada have increased by 290% between 2010 and 2017. So but this is the fact is, this is the type of crime that's always been underreported. So it could be a lot more severe than that in reality. So Canada is part of Five Eyes, which is this intelligence sharing alliance together with the US, Britain, Australia and New Zealand. So they are saying companies must consider the safety of children, including those who are at risk of exploitation when developing their systems and services, especially when it comes to encryption. So they are calling for bigger internet companies to help the smaller companies that may not have the financial resources, so that everyone can be part of the solution rather than becoming part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Back home on Bursa, Genting Malaysia Berhad's shares took a dent this morning over developments on acquisitions. What's the update on that?
So Genting Malaysia was one of the top losers on Bursa Malaysia after it fell more than 10% this morning, and this after they announced the takeover of Empire Resorts from Tan Sri Lim Kok Tay. So they said this would better position the resorts world brand in the northeastern US gaming market through effective cost marketing with Resorts World Casino New York City. So the counter closed 43 cents lower at $3.18.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.